morning, Annette.
Good morning, Kimmy. How are you this morning?
I'm fabulous now. I've got my nice hot cup of tea. I've got a couple of biscuits and I'm ready to sit back and relax while you tell us all about how well the 99th Annual Conference of the CWA went in Bega recently.
Well, it was such a success, Kimmy. It was a success for the whole Bega community, for the CWA members, both local and travelling from interstate. And everyone just had a wonderful time. And there was a real vibe about Bega that week. They had late night shopping on the Thursday night. But in addition to that, every night, the CWA members who were visiting from around the state were in cafes and restaurants and eating and just enjoying each other's company and, of course, helping our local economy, which was just great. So it was a huge success.
Well, there was so much work put into it. You and your small team of people that got together and made it all happen. You know, hats off and a huge pat on the back and congratulations to you guys.
Well, thank you for that, Kimmy. Yes, we had a group of seven women who represented the Far South Coast group branches from Eden to Batemans Bay, and we were led by our fearless leader, Helen Galton, who is also the president of the Far South Coast group. And it was just, as Helen has said, it was one of the most high-functioning, successful teams she's ever worked on in her whole career. So that says something. So It was just great. And as an outcome of the conference, one of the small, I'll call it wins, but we had an ecumenical service on the Sunday as part of the start to the conference. And from that, CWA members from around the state donated $943, which we have on donated to the Women's Resource Centre in Bega.
Oh, good on you.
Yeah, they do an excellent job there looking at what they can do to support women who may have experienced domestic violence. So they do a great job there.
They sure do. Now, I know there was a couple of competitions in the lead-up and around the time of the conference. So one was the cow cake decoration comp. How did that end up going?
Fun, Kimmy. The cow cake decorating competition was so much fun. That was won by Miranda Shearer with this cute little pink and black cow. It was just gorgeous, and Miranda received a $50 check and a cookbook.
Awesome.
I have to say, though, my favourite was the one done by Anne Halub, who's the president of Cobargo CWA, and it was a gorgeous little Holstein frolicking in a green field. It
was beautiful. Hey, that would have looked good, and that wouldn't be easy to do on a cake, would it?
No, not at all. I think it was very, very difficult. It's not just the decorating of the cake, it's then transporting it to the Bega showground.
Oh, wobbly. You would be feeling nervous.
In that, and I mean, anything sudden on the road, you hit the brake, you've lost the cake. Anyway, we had a number of cakes there, but Miranda Shearer was the winner on the day, and my favourite was Anne Halubs from Cobargo.
What about the cow sculpture competition? There was some hot contestants in that.
There certainly was. We had the public schools really highly represented. We had Badalla Public with an entry, Candaloe Public, Central Tilba Public, Eden Public and Tanja Public. But the winner on the day was Tathra Public School with their cow Daisy, who was a cow with attitude. she had a full udder, which could be milked, and a little milking stool, and it was just gorgeous. And I think one of the people said it was just so lovely because it had real eyelashes as well. So they won a $500 check for that.
Oh, wow.
And the other schools received highly commended certificates because all of the cows were really, really creative. They were just wonderful. And it really set the scene when the other visitors from around the state, the CWA members, arrived. And the showground was just filled with all these gorgeous cow sculptures that were made by our local public schools. It was just wonderful.
Oh, good on the kids and all the teachers for getting involved in that. What about the handicraft and the cookery competitions, Annette?
The cookery competition was very good, and I have to say, we had two members on our committee who not only were they helping organising the whole Bega Conference Committee, but they still had won the cake competition at the Far South Coast Group level and entered cakes at the state level, and the state winners included Alison Jenkins, who is the treasurer of the Far South Coast Group, treasurer of Pambula Marimbula, and treasurer of the local committee, and she does the best banana bread in the state.
Excellent. Good on you, Alison.
Baking.
That's wonderful.
Yes, and of course we had Nelika, who is our expert in all things culinary and chefing, and she had a second place with her decorated 21st birthday cake and a third place with her steamed fruit pudding. And then, of course, Debbie Fisher, who is our Far South Coast Group cookery officer, got third prize for her wagon wheel slice. So that was also excellent.
Oh, yum. Wagon wheel slice.
I know. And you don't get to eat it. Only the judge gets to eat it.
Oh, I want to be a judge then.
Well, maybe the leftovers were eaten by Debbie and her family, but I didn't get any.
It just sounds fabulous. And look, the rain didn't dampen the spirit of all these CWA people?
No, it was really interesting. One of my responsibilities, Kimmy, was to do the tours. And on that lead up to the Thursday when we were having the tours, it just bucketed down in here. It was so wet. And we were really concerned that Gilla would flood and we wouldn't be able to get the tour bus through to Tathra. But it all happened on the day, and the attitude of the CWA members who visit from around the state, they're country women. A little bit of rain, they loved it.
Absolutely, of course, because that's what the country's all about. You get drought, you get rain.
Yeah, that's true.
So they're used to it. And I know you want to thank a few people because there was a lot of organisations that helped out putting the CWA conference together and making it happen.
Yes, there certainly was. We had our local supporters, in particular Bendigo Bank, the Pambula and Bega branches, who had been a financial supporter from the very beginning and also hosted a Welcome to Bega reception at the Civic Centre, which was just wonderful. Really enjoyed that. And we also had our raffle ticket supporters. We had Bega Better Home Living with their beautiful KitchenAid, which was actually won by a local in Central Tilba, Ricky Bryan, who was so thrilled to get it.
Awesome.
And then, of course, we had the gorgeous bracelet from Georgie's Fine Jewellery, which are in Bega, Marimbula, Naruma and Batemans Bay. And I think that was won by a CWA member in Nimbin.
Wow.
And these prizes all helped us raise enough money to actually pay for the conference. So it's sort of like the raffle makes it all happen. So it's really, really important, and we were so pleased to receive the support of our community in buying raffle tickets. But of course the tickets were sold throughout the state, so that's what helped us put the conference on.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, it's done now, so I guess you've been able to put your feet up a little bit, have you, Annette?
Almost, Kimmy. Almost a wrap. But I'm just going to come back because I forgot handicraft, and I cannot forget handicraft. And the reason for that is the Far South Coast Group has won the best first prize in handicap, including the State Handicrafts Exhibition Cup for the last couple of years.
That's fantastic.
Led by the Naruma branch, who not only won the branch challenge with their gorgeous four aprons, but they have Marion Cullen, who won first prize in three different sections.
Wow.
So she's just done a fabulous job. And, of course, our president, our New South Wales president, who's also part of the Bega branch, she got a first prize for her Aran knitted jumper as well. So lots of women there who have skills in handicraft and cooking, but also skills in other areas. So, and yes, it's a wrap. I'll just say that now, Kimmy. It's a wrap.
Annette, it's been so great talking with you in the months leading up to this great event, and now that it's done and dusted, I'm just so happy for you, and I hope we can catch up again soon for something.
Absolutely, Kimmy, and I just want to say to you personally and to 2EC, thank you so much for supporting the CWA. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Annette. Talk soon.
Okay, thanks, Kimmy. Bye.